This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I saw an owl hold a candle in the wind. The breeze blew fast and hard and lit up both his wings. The owl flew bright and high deep into the night. Never to return, he shines in eternal light. Well, I saw a whale open up his eyes to see a deep sea diver swimming fast and wild and free. The whale turned blindly to the left, and in his right, he left the blessed soul shining in eternal light. I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe. You are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors. I saw a wolf take a fork to feed his kin. The sky opened up and then filled the space within. The waves through the water carried them far out of sight. Never to come back, they shine in eternal light. Don't tell lies, I don't believe. You are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors. I saw a snake make a deal with the mud. He said, if you conceal me, I will give you all of my love. The snake buried deep while the mud just held him tight. And both of them now they shine in eternal light. Well, I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe. You are yours and I.
Caroline Cotter here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. That tune is called Eternal Light, and you'll find that on the Home on the River album. That's her second album. First album was Dreaming As I Do, gaining great acclaim on the folk DJ charts, as is the Home on the River album, just climbing those folk DJ charts. It's a real pleasure to have you here, Caroline. Welcome to the Folk Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's fun to be here.
Tell us the microwave version of the Caroline Cotter story.
Oh, goodness, the microwave version.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, I had my first album. We call it the breakout album. And I've been writing songs and playing music and recording them even since 2007. So that's when I wrote my first song and recorded it. And since then, I've been doing more of it, and then quit my day job 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago actually now, And I've been traveling all over the U.S. and in Europe and sharing my songs with just about anybody who will listen.
That's great. Now, I know you've played at a lot of the great venues like Club Passim, and you were at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, Falcon Ridge. So you really have found a place in the folk community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this community is it's great. Everybody's super supportive, and I've met a lot of really wonderful people. And I continue to, you know, there's so many people playing music, and you can never meet everybody or hear it all.
Right, you can't. So folks that have inspired you, do you want to, I know, just drop a couple of the names that might have been influences for you? I know you grew up listening to the stereo and listening to great music in your family.
Well, there's always Paul Simon and the Indigo Girls and the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And newer music, newer when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, but 10,000 Maniacs and Natalie Merchant, I loved her.
So what made you decide, gee, I'm going to do that?
The writing or the traveling all over the place?
Well, the writing.
The writing, yeah. I had been playing music, and I just love singing, and I love sharing music with people, and I love what playing music does for my life. You know, it's opened so many doors, and I've made so many good friends because of it. And so after years of playing other people's songs, songs started coming out of me, and it was really exciting. And I love having my own original stuff to share with people. So that's been the inspiration to keep going.
At what point did you quit the day job? Was it before you got so much attention from the first album, or was it after the first album did so great?
I left January of 2015 and released the album February of 2015.
Okay.
So I suppose just before.
Carolyn Cotter is our guest here in the studio at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat. Just loving the new album called Home on the River. How about another tune?
Sure, absolutely. This song is a song that I wrote for my grandmother, and it's I got to be with my grandmother when she passed. She was 93 when she passed, and she was in her home, but it was just the two of us, and I had never experienced that before, being with somebody when they take their last breath. And so after she died, I started receiving messages from her. And the message is, it was very clear and obvious to me because it was the same message that she and my grandfather shared for the 60-plus years of their marriage. It's 1-4-3 because there's one letter in I and four letters in love and three letters in you. So everybody in my family knew what this meant. And when I started seeing it everywhere, I was sure that it was her communicating with me. And that's what this song is about. It's called 1-4-3.
When your breathing stopped and made three dots, I sat beside the bed. Your eyes were closed and I hugged you close and squeezed your fragile hands. I whispered, you are doing well. When life set you free and now you belong to someone new. But that night you belonged to me. So I drove 1,000 miles west of where I thought was home. Sharks of love run through my bones. I know I'm not alone. Reminders on the dashboard clock and miles left to drive. The price of gas in Tennessee and on the license plates of cars passing by. I am with you, 1-4-3. Hold my hand, say goodbye and sing to me. Run as fast, as far, as long and as hard as you need. you. 1, 4, 3. So I see you on the cover page and in the highway signs. I turn the key to the right. You're with me in the time. Will you lead me to a new love? Ooh, in a Missouri hotel room, your soft and distant light, it shines on me. You are with me and I am with you. I am with you. 1, 4, 3. Hold my hand. Say goodbye and sing to me. Run as fast, as far, as long and as hard as you need. Know that I am still with you. 1, 4, 3. You know that I'm still with you. 1, 4, 3.
1, 4, 3 from the Caroline Cotter album, Home on the River. Seems like your record has this thread of family in it. Is family pretty important to you?
It is. It is important to me. Yes, I left home and I left my family after college, and I lived really, really far away. I lived in Thailand for a year, and then I lived in Spain for a year and a half, and I got addicted to traveling and really, really living through different cultures and experiencing life from the inside of a culture. And so after 5 years of going all over the place and living and working in different places, it felt important to me to have a home somewhere and to get closer to my family. And so that's when I came back to New England and moved to Portland, Maine, and was very close to my grandmother for the last few years of her life.
Home now, then, is Portland, Maine?
Home is Portland, Maine, and the road. The road is more accurate these days. I've not had an apartment or an official place of residence in Maine or anywhere for the past few years. So, yes, it is the road and Portland, Maine, when people ask.
I know you've been really busy on the road and performing at some of my favorite places, performing over in Cambridge at Club Passim and at the Riverwalk Cafe. And got to tell me something about the Club Passim experience, because I've never experienced their campfire festival. So what's that about? They actually have a campfire at Club Passim? Because that's right in Boston.
It is in Boston. They don't actually have a campfire. But the feeling that you get when you're sitting around a campfire was the inspiration for that festival. They have it every Memorial Day and Labor Day weekend, and so it's the long weekends when a lot of people are leaving the city. But for those who aren't leaving the city, they can experience tons of music, because they have music all day for 3 days and 4 nights, and it's just a big gathering of musicians at the club in Cambridge.
Where is your folk community located? Is that on the road also, or do you have a network of folks that inspire you, support you, and keep you connected and plugged into your muse?
Many of them are on the road, and certainly I met a lot of friends and amazing musicians when I lived in Portland, and so I'd say Maine has been a really supportive network for me to come out of and to continue to feel like that is my home.
Have you always been a solo performer?
No, I've been in a few bands. One is a bluegrass band called the Gather Rounders, and we performed together for about a year and a half. I had a swing band called CC and the Swing Set, and these are both 5-piece bands. And I was the lead singer-songwriter for both of them. And then this last project, Home on the River, I played with a bunch of different musicians throughout the recording of it. And I say throughout because it did take a while to record the whole thing.
The Gather Rounders, was Lincoln Meyer in that band?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew I had a connection with you that was in addition to your solo efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Lincoln Meyer, just incredible.
He's incredible.
Guitar player.
He's wonderful.
Yeah. Now, are the Gather Rounders still together? Are they still gathered?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Right.
Caroline Cotter is our guest here in the studio at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a short break and then come back and talk a little bit more and hear some more music from Caroline right here at NHPR.
The lazy days of summer are on their way, but that's no excuse to zone out. And while you might be taking a break this summer, the news is not.
The decision to allow states to permit sports betting.
One benchmark hit $77 a barrel.
If this act passes, it will be one of the broadest.
When you listen to Morning Edition, you start your day fully awake, even if you're waking up in a hammock or on a beach somewhere. Listen every day.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Halcyon Music Festival. Chamber music concerts in the Seacoast area from June 21st to June 30th. Tickets and information available at halcyonmusicfestival.org. And Vineyard Brands, importers of Wolf Trap, a red wine blend from South Africa's Cape of Good Hope. Available in New Hampshire and on the web at vineyardbrands.com/wolftrap. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio tonight, Caroline Cotter. Her new album is called Home on the River. What are you going to play for us next, Caroline?
Oh, I'll play you a song called Hey Mama. It's for anybody who needs it.
Hey Mama, it's all right to cry. It's all right to cry when he's gone. And hey, Mama, it's all right to cry. It's all right to cry when he's gone. But you came and you woke me up, filled my head with the pain and the mystery of words unsaid. No, please don't go. I'm still too young, and I don't know what to believe. Hey, Mama, it's all right to lie. It's all right to lie when he's gone. And hey, Mama, lie right by my side. Lie right by my side when he's gone.
Album from Caroline Cotter called Home on the River. Caroline, I know that Magical Mystery Tour was one of your favorites, and it seems to me as though with all of your travels and two albums under your belt, your life has been kind of like a Magical Mystery Tour, hasn't it?
Yes, emphasis on the mystery.
Yeah. So where is the mystery going to take you next?
In the near future, this summer, I have plans to go out west and to Colorado and back here in the Northeast as well. And then up and down the East Coast and back to Europe. And beyond that, it remains a mystery.
When you were touring Europe before, were you touring with your music or were you touring for some other opportunities?
I was. In recent years, in the past 3 years, it's all been for music. And before that, it was any experiences that I had in Europe were I used to work for a company out of Portland that took me overseas quite a bit. And I got to see even more of the world than I had seen just as an independent explorer and international worker overseas. So it's been a whole bunch of different things. But in the past 3 years, it's all been music driven.
Mm-hmm. So it is all a mystery to you, and you're okay with that?
I work on being okay with that.
You know you have the choice that whenever you do want to come home, that home is there.
That's true. And I think having faith in the magic is part of what makes it all exciting.
What muscle do you use to write with?
My heart.
The most? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So a lot of heart and other tools that have been serving you pretty well that you would recommend to other aspiring songwriters?
I think time alone is very important, and I struggle with that because I'm a people person, and I'm an extrovert. I love the energy of other people, and I feed off of it. So being alone is a challenge for me, and it's one that I've stared in the eye many, many times because I recognize that in myself. But it is those times alone that I'm able to sit down and really get something out that feels important.
The mom in me is going to come out here in this next question. So how do you take care of yourself when you're doing that? And you're putting yourself out there, and you're spending so much time on the road, and you're seeing new places. What's the secret to self-care for that for a musician like yourself?
Connecting with people is important to me, not digging too deep into loneliness and really being with other people. And I've had a really, really great travel partner in the past couple of years who I've also been playing with. And he's from Alaska. His name is Michael Thomas Howard. And the two of us have been touring as a co-bill and sometimes duo for the past couple of years on and off. And so that's been another project that has been a lot of fun, and just really it's helpful to be able to share all of these experiences with somebody.
Any trips to Alaska planned in the near future?
I believe I'm going in late July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good time of year to go.
Yes. Yes.
Caroline Cotter is our guest in the studio. The new album is called Home on the River. How about another tune?
Absolutely.
I don't want to keep up with fashion, and I don't want to pick a fight. I don't want to say I love you just to make this feel all right. I don't want to make a buck just to spend it to feel fine. I just want some peace of mind. And I don't want to diet just to make me look thin. I don't want to cough up drama just to mask the mess I'm in. I don't want to brag, and I don't want to prove I'm right. I just want some peace of mind. Ooh, I just want some peace of mind. Of mind. want some peace of mind. Ooh, I just want some peace of mind. Ooh, I just, want some peace of mind.
Peace of Mind from the new Home on the River album from Caroline Cotter here on The Folk Show. Caroline, your music has been compared to the early writings of Mary Chapin Carpenter. Who do you want to be when you grow up?
Who do I want to be? I want to be a much better version of myself.
There you go.
Yeah. I love that. I love that that somebody said that. But and I love Mary Chapin Carpenter. And I admire so many women singer-songwriters, but I can only hope to just be me, better, wiser, in all ways.
At the end of the day, you know, sometimes music can be one of those healing things. It can also be a way to kind of just, I think I've heard that dreams are some kind of way that sometimes we seem to reconcile things. But music, you know, can have a lot of purposes. And so if you were to put a purpose on your music and your CDs, what would you want somebody to get from it at the end of the day?
Healing okay. And calm. For me, that's what it's been for me. And I can only hope that it is that for other people as well.
So not to stir up anything, but just to get some peace
yes.
of mind.
Yeah.
And that's working for you right now.
Right now.
Right here, right now.
Yep.
Do you have a lot of material, like, in the bank, waiting to be shared with audiences and or maybe even produced on a new CD?
I do. I have some songs, and, you know, time will tell if that becomes a new album. But I look forward to writing more this summer. It's been a lot to be on the road these past 6 months, so... So I've got a little bit of time this summer that I'm looking forward to at least dedicating the time and intention.
Sounds like, you know, if you're going to be in new environments, you know, as long as you're open, right, you're out there wherever you are mm-hmm. in the country or abroad, mm-hmm. you know, in your international travels, there's always something to spark that kind of
Absolutely.
Thought
yeah.
and maybe a lyric or a melody.
Right. Yep.
Caroline Cotter, we sure do appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you'll come back again.
I hope so, too.
You're not that far away.
No.
Well, you may
depending
be. Depending. I know. Depending on where you're calling home at the time.
No, this is a good place to call home.
Home on the River is really getting a lot of activity across the country, according to the folk DJ charts. And it's a pleasure for us to be able to host Caroline Cotter here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Again, the new album is called Home on the River. Caroline Cotter, thanks again for stopping by. One last tune.
Thank you so much. Sure, this one's called Found.
Wake up next to you and say I'm excited for today. The sky is that shade of blue, her beauty mirrored in the bay, with windows wide open we can see the trees that gather around. Smile, 'cause I know today must be the day that I feel found. I'm up to see the sun stretch her way from rest. I hear the welcome sounds of friends singing from their nests. And I can my feet firm on the ground, 'cause I feel found. I roll all through the mountains, I go swimming through satisfied and tired. Say so long to the sun and welcome in night's fire. Join in rich communion, nourish our bodies, soothe our minds in good company. So grateful that now I feel found. With all this love around, I feel found.
Caroline Cotter from her album Home on the River and Found here on The Folk Show. You can find out more about Caroline Cotter and where she's going to be playing by visiting her website at carolinecotter.com. Safe travels, Caroline.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot for having me, Kate.
Thanks for coming in. Anytime. This is NHPR.